This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was, by corporate layoff standards, pretty small, but the news the other day that Nike is going to lay off people from the group that makes Fuel Bands, those wrist bracelet fitness tracking things that were oh so hot for a while, offers a commentary on the business merits of wearable technologies. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has the story.
In the beginning, there was the good old wristwatch. What you could call one of the first examples of wearable technology. Angela McIntyre is with the tech research firm Gartner. She says now wearable technology can do a lot more than tell the time.
Perhaps track the motions that you're doing or your heartbeat or control your thermostat.
And while Nike may be stepping back from manufacturing its own wristband activity tracker, that area between your arm and your hand is still shaping up to be a very hot place for tech innovation. Apple is expected to come out with an iWatch sometime this year. Google has been developing an operating system just for watches and other wristy gadgets. Chris Jones is with the tech analyst firm Canalys.
We expect great growth in this market over the next few years.
Last year, Jones says just over 7 million of these smart bands sold around the world, and he says that number could triple by next year. But other body parts, don't fear. You will get cool technology too, says David Gallagher. He works for a wearable tech company called iOne Biometrics.
We develop mouth guards that go in the mouths of football players to sense whether or not they've suffered impacts that might warrant them from being pulled from the game.
And then there are smart band-aids that track your hydration and smart tattoos with RFID chips you can plant under your skin. Only the tech-crazed are using this kind of stuff now, but Gallagher says soon they might be as common as a wristwatch used to be. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.